And now, live from the Punky Treehouse
and the Highwayman's Lodge,
it's
Punky!
This is Punky! This is Punky!
Goopa Goopa!
Hello!
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And the very first thing I did at the very start of the show was drop the first CD.
All right.
Which is why you may have heard a bit of a roar in the background there. Well done. Well, excellent show this week. Loads and loads of new bands that we've never played before. One artist we have definitely played before. Absolutely brilliant, though. And first up, Tone, I'm coming straight in here. First up, this is from a compilation album of French punk rock.
Okay.
As donated by my mate Steve, who said, you've got to check this out. It's exactly your sort of thing. He was right. Here comes track 5, The Hellboys, Besoin de Rien.
J'ai écouté les discours. J'ai les héros messianiques. J'ai suivi les personnages aux caractères erratiques. J'ai appris la vérité.
So, Tony, that was the Hellboys and Besoin de Rien. Doesn't that mean I wish for nothing?
I don't know. My French is rubbish.
You've been in France recently, didn't they? Say, you wish for nothing, you English pig, the roast beef. No, they didn't, though. Anyway, no. I'm recommending this Owen Parish calling. We will be playing a couple more tracks of it in the coming weeks. I think it's got 6 different bands on it, all doing 2 tracks each, and then one band only doing one, it looks like it. But yeah, and it's got a really nice booklet inside it. I'll be talking a bit about booklets this week. It's got a really nice booklet inside it, Tone.
Okay.
Where there's a photograph of each band, and by the name of the band, you can tell what they're going to look like before you see the picture. It's just fucking spot on. It's typically French punk rock. The finest punk rock there is French punk rock, of course. And this is it. That's the French were so successful at punk rock, the whole scene only lasted about 3 weeks. They were too anarchic. It was brilliant. You listen to the Cemetery Surfers. Got a new bed coming up this week, so I got to listen to the Cemetery Surfers right now. And what I want to know is, Tony, what is the Hellboys MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheHellboysPunk.
No, MySpace.com/TheHellboys.
No.
Yeah, Paulie B, the Internet One, Tony Neil. Thought you might have just taken a bit of a punt on the average thing there, because I did look, they did have two different sites. They obviously, the first one they couldn't do as the Hellboys and they messed it up. But then the second one they just did as the Hellboys and they got it right.
Alright.
Explain that, riddle me that.
How strange.
Word of the week, Tony.
Uh huh.
This came in very last minute from Stephen Camp. He sent it to you rather than me. If you do have a word of the week, you need to send it to paulieb@punkyradio.com. Title your email, word of the week, Stephen. However, we didn't get another one, so it's valid. Here he goes. I'm not quite sure who to send this to. Oh, here we go. But I heard a term that I thought would be fitting for the Punky Dictionary. I was at work. I work in the kitchen for a catering company, and one of the chefs was discussing how his ex-boyfriend would often shite, clog the toilet, and then let it sit for days on end. Well, my chef was having none of that. So he would always make him clean it up because he, the chef, was not going to double-decker in the toilet. The definition being to shite on top of someone else's shite, from Stephen Camp. However, if they were homosexual, I can think of some other terms for double-decker that may come in handy in a gentleman's toilet. Any road up, we're going to go with the poo one. Thank you, Steve. If you do have a word of the week, as I say, email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Title your email, word of the week. I will accept Swearsperanto.
Yes.
Yes. What I also want to say about the Hellboys was, the reason I don't know much about them is that this is a compilation album, and so there's just different bands on it, so I only know a little bit about each one, and I haven't had time to research them yet, but they will hopefully be in our top friends on MySpace this week, which is coming up right now. MySpace.com/PunkyRadio. I do like it if you leave us a comment if you are on MySpace. We've only had a couple this week, but they do show the differences between people who are new to the show and people who have listened before. First up, this one comes from Russell, that I was that I met at the cycling meeting in Spain. Top lad.
Mm-hmm.
But still getting to grips with this, leaving as a comment on MySpace, as he's only listened once. He says, I think I'm in love with the enigma that's Paul B. Edwards. Good show, Chief. Russell. Not a lot of humour there, only bare-faced and painful honesty.
Fair enough.
And then from a more regular listener, Cooper, Cooper! God damn, I don't know why it took me so long to listen to this episode, one of my favourite episodes ever, because of all of the long, tall Texans music and interviews. These sorts of episodes caused my mighty berserker to climb its way out of its hooded hut, like normally only a foxy moron can, possibly giving me a case of wanker's plums. Oh, and thank all that is good for Swearsperanto Dictionary. Apoog, apoog, you bastards! Keener!
Wow.
Now that is a comment.
That's involved.
And that was it for MySpace, but I do have one Facebook comment.
Okay.
We do have a Facebook group now, which is groups.to/punky. Please do join it if you can, because I realise a lot of you are now using Facebook more than MySpace, so if you leave a comment on there, we will read that out as well. Only had one in this week. That's a bit late, in fact. Loved the first show, which was, of course, show 401, wasn't it?
201.
No, show 201. Don't get carried away, Paul. Show 201. Love the first show. Scary how enthusiastic you both were. Ross Seeley and DJ Nephilim Babe. More of him later in the show. And yes, we did sound ridiculously enthusiastic on the first show. But I think that was because we were suddenly allowed to swear.
It was.
Because yeah, we've been making a radio show where obviously we couldn't swear. And then, so I think that's where we were, because we did sound ridiculous on that first show. I'm glad we calmed down.
So chilled out now.
Turned into the knackered old hacks we are. Right, so I'm going to get on the next song, Tone.
Okay.
I warned you about this band last week.
Okay.
This is the band I saw at the Summerstown Festival in sort of Clerkenwell, Farringdon area, at a pub called the Apple Tree. And I said to the drummer, Eric, back on strip afterwards. Hey, you sound like Wary Los Ogs, and that is interesting, because the daughter of the lead singer of Wary Los Ogs is indeed in the crowd. And fucking hell, that's amazing. What about that? And they're big mates with them and friends with them, and they did sound a bit like them live, not so much on record. Now, again, I don't have a lot of information about them, other than Eric back on strip is the lead singer. What I want to know is up front, what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ King Salami.
No, sorry about that. I left off the rest of the name. It's myspace.com/ King Salami and the Cumberland 3, but you wouldn't got it anyway because the 3 is the number 3. It's probably been Internet 2, Tony Nil. This is what I would call raw 100 mile an hour blues, 60s garage rock, and it's very, very best. This band are from North and Northeast London. They're playing lots of gigs. Check out the MySpace page. Check them out live. They're one of the most amazing bands I've ever seen live. This is Do the Worst. King Salami and the Cumberland 3. Now that's out on Dirty Water Records. That's what I didn't say, Tony. I did speak to PJ, the Dirty Water Records label bloke, right, who was at the gig as well. And thing is, though, it's only been brought out on vinyl. They've only got a vinyl release, I think, so far. Or if they haven't got a CD release, I haven't got it. So I got Eric back on strip to send me an MP3 so we could play a track that he's ripped from vinyl, basically. So anyway, that's why I can't give you any more information about that. However, I can give you information about the bed you are hearing now. This is from an album called The Theme That Never Was, fictional film and imagery TV, 66 to 73 by the Rich Morton Sound. Now, Richard Morton is a stand-up comic and a friend of mine, and he's brought out this CD, and it is beautifully packaged. There's a really massive booklet in it. There's 18 tracks on it, and each track is an imagined soundtrack to a TV show or movie, little film that never existed. But inside it, he has information about each one as if it was a real film. It's fucking lost at this point.
All right,
right.
Nice.
So it's all really cheesy. But I'll just pluck one out. Right. Here goes. Right. Bakerloo Boogaloo, 1971. TV show, on-screen pilot, Undercover London. Episode title, Hey Mr. Pushy Man. Oh, I've completely lost it. Oliver Morningstar is a Vice Squad detective who goes undercover as a busker on the swinging streets of London. He can be found singing and playing his guitar and harmonica in the subways and tunnels of Piccadilly Circus Underground Station. He always meets his immediate superior, Detective Inspector Rymark, at different places and at different times on the Underground so as to remain inconspicuous. He's worked it all out. He goes all through the whole thing. He goes through the opening scene to what happens in it. And then at the bottom, he has a suggested cast of all people that were in things at the time. It's just, it's mental. And there's stuff on that every page. It's just, it's the nicest booklet for any instrumentals album I've ever seen. So when I heard about it, I said, listen, Rich, will you send me a CD or send me some MP3s to mix into a bed? And he went, I'll send you a CD, see what you think. I absolutely love it. And it's really, really nice. And it's perfect for background music pre-show at Stand Up Comedy Club as well. So I'm going to start playing this at my comedy club as well. Noticeably, it will get its first airing at the Globe and Electric on September 6th. I'm talking more than I wanted to about a bed. But anyway, this isn't a quiz. I'm just going to tell you that if you type in the Rich Morton sound into the internet, you will find him. And if you buy the CD, it's excellent. Sorry about that. Podcast Danny.
Okay. Thank you all for your votes so far this month. There's still plenty of time to vote. We've got at least another good week of rainy July left yet. So please do vote for us. Easy way to do it is go to punkyradio.com, and at the top of the screen is an important please vote for us link. Hit that, enter your email address and the subject in the comment if you so wish, because we read them out. And thank you all for your votes so far. Firstly, we have Vote Punky. Better than any owl sanctuary you've ever been to. Russ from The Coven. Thank you very much, Russ.
I don't think he is.
No?
Because I know a particularly good owl sanctuary.
I've never been to one. Punky tastes like God's naughty bits from NR Yates.
Well, it should be. I am God and it is my creation.
Oh snap, I damn near forgot to vote for Punky. I guess I almost won a Smacktard award. Peace, Marcus, XY Rocks.
Thank you, Marcus. Very much indeed. Well done, though, you did remember.
Yeah. June already. Here is your June vote, you lovely fellas. Cheers, fat boy.
Old, is it? we are a little behind on these comments,
I'm
are we?
A bit behind, yeah. We've got 6 this week to try and catch up. Rockass K. Miss Callus Calcitinis. Augusta Mucho. Viva Punky. Scott Jakubik.
I wonder if anybody knows what that ever was in any circumstances before you murdered it.
It's perfectly accurate if you live in Kirk. Flame in June, another month and all of a sudden summer is here. Yeah, okay, so light up the Barbie, throw it on the Barbie and watch the kitten bloods cry. Kim blood. Then throw the kitten bloods on the Barbie, crack open the beers, crank up Punky on the sound system and annoy the hell out of the neighbours. Graham Holland, It's a Box Life Acoustic Podcast.
It's June. Burn a teenager. You should have done that in Scouts, though. Because I like hearing Scouts pirates.
Just rubbish accents. I think the worst one I can. Yeah, the worst one I've ever attempted is Scouts.
I'll do it again. Now. Oh, I don't know.
I can't even get my mind around it. Flame in June. Another month? I can't look now.
Stop now.
Anyway, that's all for Podcast Alley. Thank you very much.
Here's the Stellar Corpses.
Someday you'll see that you can't take us under, so don't even try.
that, Tony, is I've called them the Stellar Corpses. I think it's just Stellar Corpses and a track called You Can't Keep a Good Corpse Down. But one of those, what's their MySpace page, Tony?
MySpace.com/Stellar Corpses.
It is. It's Tony 1, Poorly Being the Internet 2. And again, beautifully packaged press kit that came all the way from my mate Brett in Los Angeles, Tallman PR, who were clearly doing the PR for Stellar Corpses. They are on tour with Caravans very soon, who I was, I think I might have got that wrong, in fact. I wonder if they've already done that tour. I can't find anything now. Yeah. No, it is still on. They're still on tour now, but it doesn't say who with. Sorry about that. But they've toured with Caravans. Oh, Caravans Halloween tour. Oh, I can't even see it. But anyway, it's a really, really lovely press kit in a DVD box rather than a CD box. But I do have to make one complaint about it. It was the most difficult thing to get the fucking plastic off I've ever encountered. It was ridiculous. And it's some bits of it are still stuck to it, so it won't shut properly. But that's all right. It's a press kit. As you probably noticed, Tony, they were that brand of American psychobilly, which lends itself more to punk, I think, than rock and roll. But still very... And thank you very much, Brett. But I will be playing another couple of tracks of that in the future. I'm just trying to see if there's anything else that I need to tell you about this. I don't think there is. They're from the West Coast. I think they're from LA. I'm just trying to look if I can find out for sure. I'll find out. They're from somewhere. This sounds really vague, doesn't it? Considering it was a press kit and I'm going, oh, I don't know.
It was somewhere.
Because by the time I'd opened it, I'd lost the will to live, quite frankly. But it's a very decent album, and it's a very lovely press kit, and they're very nice guys, and Brett's a legend, and how could I not play something by them? So anyway, that's that. And now you listen to Chup Tops, who I should imagine Stellar Corpses know, being from the same part of the world. How interesting. Now, I was very nearly nominated myself for Is a Twat this week. More of that in the show. But in the meantime, Tony, have you got a twat?
I do. Thank you all for your nominations so far. I think actually I might be out of these now. So it's a desperate situation, as always. So if you do have a twat to nominate, I would really
it's
like to hear from
you. It's twat time again, isn't it?
It's, yeah.
Twat time, boobity boo, it's twat time.
It's twat-aid.
Boobity boo, it's twat time. Boop, 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 boop. Twat-aid would be fantastic. If we just got thousands and thousands of people to show up and get their twats out for Tony. Twats out for Tony. Just an
idea. Or they can just email me. Tony@punkradio.com. Just want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason.
No, don't do that. You want to go in his house and show him your growler.
Please don't. Email is much, much better. Much better. But do email me this week if you can. If you've got one that you've been thinking about, you're much thinking, no, I must do that, please do it.
I've got one I've been thinking about, Tony.
Have you?
Oops.
Okay. This week is one I've had for a while, and I've finally dug it out.
A bit rancid, this twat.
A little bit rancid, but it's fine. It came through from three separate people, all for the same person.
Blimey.
But the first DMOS sums it up. So here we go.
I know who this is already. I bet I can guess. Are the initials MJ?
Close. MW.
Oh, okay.
Hi, Tony. Thanks for the plays and mention on the show. It's really appreciated. This is from Bev from TNS Records.
Bev.
In response to us playing Revenge of the Psychotronic Man.
Yes.
Yeah. So here we go. Here's a twat for you. It's a bit out of date, happening last November, and especially seeing as I've saved it since June. But seeing as you're caught short, here we go. On the Thursday night / Friday morning of the Prague tour, Matt Woods, who is the guitarist in Revenge of the Psychotronic Man, was taken home early due to his incredible rate of drinking catching up with him. Somehow he managed to fall asleep in Mikey Wong's bed. Halfway through the night, he started to come out of his haze to find that the bed was full of cold piss. So he quickly got out of Mikey's bed to go and get in his own. He woke up Mikey, telling him why he wanted his bed back, to which Matt got the reply, "Sorry mate, but you've got the same problem here." So Matt now had the choice between warm piss and cold piss. Two beds, two nights, had the Wong treatment, and Matt slept in them both. Lucky for Mikey, Matt took it surprisingly well. Also suggesting that we have a word of the week, Wong wet, which means to piss the bed. Fun times, thanks for the support, Bev. It also came through from Matt Wood himself, and also I think Mikey Wong did it himself as well. So there you go. So
I think that's not sure about the word of the week, pissing the bed there. It sounds to me like all he's done is dish out a little bit of yellow friendship.
That's just nice.
I can't
give to your friends.
What can you do? They have been Wong wetted. Actually, we will do that, because Yellow Friendship, you'll have to listen to the show that Yellow Friendship was on for the definition of that, I think.
Yeah.
Because it was a wonderful, wonderful moment in my punky life.
It's just a beautiful image. Are you ready for this?
Heard that one, I got confused. No, I want to talk about Avenged Psychotonic Man a bit more.
Okay.
Top band. And they've got a new fan in New York, thanks to Punky Radio. Because, Tony, what do we do?
Unite fans and bands across the lands.
Across the lands, indeed. That's right, we do. All right, go on, let's go for it.
So Mikey Wong from The Revenge of the Psychotronic Man
is a fucking twat. I'm sorry, we didn't say that together. I'll leave out the fucking list. I'm going to go for it again.
So Mikey Wong from Revenge of the Psychotronic Man
is a twat. Now, I keep being offered gigs in their area, I've just thought, but I keep turning them down where they live, because they're from Bolton, aren't they? Burnley or Blackburn or somewhere like that. Yeah, I think they're... Or maybe just Manchester. Oh, no, that's the emos, isn't it? Yeah, they're from Manchester. I keep being offered gigs around there, but I keep not being able to do them. But when I do, chaps, I'll be in touch. So what am I staying at yours?
Cool.
And finding out what you idiots are really like.
Don't
and whether you
Mike
are as twatty as I am, because you're going to hear my twat story later. Fucking hell.
Oh, okay.
Oh, dear. I have a tip. Only ever get paid in cash.
All right. Okay.
Speaking of stupidity, the next band are called Stupidity. That's handy, isn't it? Now, a bloke called Liffer got in touch with me. I'm sorry if I've said that wrong. And said, is it all right if we send you a CD for this band that I'm managing or representing or whatever? I went, yeah, stick it in the post. Then, however, fuck me, he sent me another email saying, have you got that CD yet? I went, no, I haven't got around yet, but I will. We get lots in. He went, all right, anyway, a day or two goes by. He goes, just email and see if you've got the CD and had a listen yet. What do you think? And when's he going to be on the show? I sent him back going, listen, mate, don't call us. I'll let you know when it's on. What I haven't said so far, though, is that the first band we played were French. The second band have a French drummer, and other members of the band are foreign, including what appears to be a Japanese bass player. The third band are from the US. This band are from Sweden.
Nice.
I'm not mucking about here, am I? It's called Stupidity. But what knows, Tony, what's their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/StupidityBand.
You're on the right track, but no, myspace.com/stupidityStockholm.
Huh.
Which must be where they're from. The thing that made me laugh is that, I've only just realised, in fact, but one of my favourite tracks on the album, and it is a really good album, is that one of my favourite tracks on it is that fits in quite a liffer. It's called Nag Nag Nag. So that was Stupidity and Nag 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 from an album that I didn't say, which is called Illegal U-Turn. And if you thought that was good, it all rocks out like that.
Wicked.
Good rocking album, that. Really, really like it. And thank you, Liv, for sending it. And I'm sorry if I was a bit short with you. We will be playing more from that in future weeks. Now then, Tony,
uh-huh.
I've got a bit of a GoDaddy exclusive. Would you like to hear about it to the tune of Chromosoma 3?
Yes, please.
Right. GoDaddy.com essentially are a web services provider, so when you go on there, you will quickly and easily discover you can get a great deal on domains, web hosting, SSL certificates, which are
spells,
and increased site traffic, as well as opportunities to auction off existing domain names that you no longer need, shopping cart constructions, and oh, easy podcasting. So all you would-be Tonys out there might just be able to have a go at it yourselves after all. Everything is laid out really simply on the site, and if you type in the order code PUNKY1 into the space provided, that's
PUNKY1.
Thank you. You get an additional 10% off. It's particularly good if you're in the UK as well, because there is now a Punky 2 code, which is
Punky 2,
which entitles you to 20% off any purchase over 25 nicker. It's a no-brainer. And why is that, Tony?
Because of that exchange rate. A bebe, bebe, be.
Stop press.
Whoa.
We have a temporary promotional code, which is Punky 25. That's
Punky 25.
Which gives you 25% off anything over 65 quid. Whoopee!
Whee!
It's only until 31st of August 2009, so get buying. So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs.
That's
quite exciting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I do want to save the changes to GoDaddy. Now, because the last section was so long and went exactly against everything I was going to do with the new format, I'm going to crack on with the next track straight away. All right, is that okay?
That's fine.
Let's have a listen to the Mind Stompers.
Well, I know a dance and it goes like this. The name of the dance is a demon twist. And you will learn how to do this, it's a demon twist. But to the left, to the right, and up in there. We're going mental to the mind stopper sound. Broken bones and bleeding fists, it's a demon twist. She's a demon girl, she's what I need. And I go crazy when we kiss, she does a demon twist. The guys start to ring and the girls are shaking. Blood on the floor and bones are breaking. All the hippie guys are shitting bricks, it's a demon twist.
The Mind Stompers and Demon Twist, Tony. Did you like that?
Yeah.
Good choice, because they are German. Tell you what, this is a perfect punky this week. This is just brilliant, and it's only going to get better as well. This is exactly the kind of punky I've always wanted to make. I'm very, very happy about it, in that we have really got bands from all over the world this week. This band are from Germany, and they're from Cologne, in fact.
Okay.
Not far from where your missus is from. Now, this is from a demo session, 09, which is a six-track EP that was given away at the Psychobilly meeting. And thank you very much to the lady whose name escapes me, who gave me this CD on the last night. Very, very kind of you. Lovely girl. So I can't remember where she's from. She puts on Psychomania gigs. Anyway, They feature a bass guitar player called Puck, who Marina, the girl who was my teenage German maid on the last night, is, I think, a bit keen on. Anyway, though, it's a six-track EP. I don't think it's for sale. What I want to know is, Tony, what is the Mind Stompers MySpace page?
MySpace.com/MindStomper.
Oh, nearly. It's MySpace.com/MindStompers. Good idea. That's poorly being internet for Tony Wadd.
Okay.
Oh no, there's three left. There's still time to draw. Although you won't do it.
No,
it's a cheeky one. Right. Yeah, please do check that out if you can. And I'm going to play another track of it again in a few weeks' time. Really, really like it. Track two, called Porno Mags, is actually a cover version of Brand New Cadillac with different lyrics, and it's really, really good. But we won't be playing that one.
Right, okay.
Make sure that you, just to be on the safe side, make sure you check them out, myspace.com/MindStompers. A good new psychobilly band, really, really like them. Classic European psychobilly with a guitar sound not reminiscent of Crewman.
Okay.
Now, Tony, has anything dropped into your bag of late regarding places we could go?
I do have a gig guide.
Is it
Tony's International Gig Guide? It is. Just a short one. This is from Josh, who says Skindred are playing at the Agincourt, which happens to be the UK's longest running rock club, and in the years she's been a doctor's house, a morgue,
well,
a
third. Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on, it must be the longest running one if it's called the Agincourt. That was when was the Battle of Agincourt?
I've no idea. It's been a doctor's house, a morgue, a 30s ballroom, and it's definitely haunted. And it's played host to the Rolling Stones, Pink Floyd, The Who, The Levellers, Chumbawamba, Skindred, Enter Shikari, Wishbone Ash, and Funeral for a Friend, Kim Blood. And in the tickets.
1415. Why am I thinking of 1415? I'm going to have to check this out. I'm going to find out when the Battle of Magical was.
Huh?
A fabulous battle that we absolutely fucking pumped to me.
The ticket's £14.
It's before that, I think.
18 and over us. More information, visit theagincourt.com. theagincourt.com. And it's in, I've got the website up here, it's in Camberley on London
Road.
Oh,
cool. It's yeah. 12. It's 13th century. I'm sure it is. I'm sure it's 12 something.
Right.
Battle of Agincourt. I'll find out anyway.
Yeah. There you go. 8th of August. That is.
Cool.
Yeah.
Not far away. Get your tickets now. Interesting that I want you to say that, because I do just want to mention something that we mentioned on Russ's International Gig Guide. Which was the noise I made after the gig. Thursday Fury, last Thursday, when it was the very last one at the Black Horse in Luton Town. And I DJ'd it, and I was paid in cider.
Really?
Now, yeah, it's not that sensible for me to be paid in anything alcoholic, but particularly not when it's Old Rosie, 7.3% on tap, Old Rosie cider. And basically, an excellent night was had by all. I don't remember a lot after 10 o'clock. My mate Steve got me in a cab. I got the taxi back to mine. There was a church across the road from my flat called St. Paul's, which is good because from my window it means you can. There's a sign up saying welcome to Paul's if you catch it right, which I quite like. Got out of the cab, had my DJ box in hand, lost my footing and fell over on the church car park, having just played the Devil's music. As soon as I was on hallowed ground, I was in trouble. And I managed to take the skin off my left knuckle, the heel of the right palm of my hand, my right elbow, completely knackered my knee up on the left side, and had a bizarre pain, a sort of bruise came up on my left breastbone. Now, all I could deduce was that I'd obviously fallen over twice, but I couldn't explain the breastbone until the other day when I realised that that must have been from the DJ box, the flight case I was holding that I didn't want to drop, and I must have twatted myself in the chest with it on the way down.
Fucking hell.
I got up to my flat door, and I looked at the key, or the three keys I could see in front of me, and I looked at the half a dozen keyholes, and I thought, I've only got one shot at this. And I missed. And I was so distraught, I dropped to my knees. I didn't cry, but I just went, oh god, and got in, and my knee still hurts now, and this was last Thursday. Ow, ow, ow. Brilliant night though, and thanks to everyone who came down, and I hope you had a good time. Right, while I was there, I bumped into two people that gave me CDs, and they're the next two tracks. I'll tell you about the second one in a bit. First up though, this is a band I'd never heard of before called the Adenoids.
Okay.
And this is a song called St. George's Square, which is in Luton. What I want to know is, what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheAdenoids.
It is.
Yeah.
It's probably been Internet 5, Tony... No, 4, Tony 2.
Mm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it's 4-2. Anyway, enjoy this. Last section, I did mean to say, Tony, that the band that you could hear in the background was Dead 60s.
Yeah.
That's the Adenoids, St. George's Square, from their album, which, in my opinion, has got the best title of any album to land at my feet this year, which is, the album is called Sergeant Felcher and the Bucket of Piss. It's got 16 tracks on it. They're all fantastic. We will be playing more of it in the future, and thank you so much to the Adenoids. By the way, I don't know whether you noticed, but the lead singer sounds not dissimilar from Tara Rest from The Jewel on her previous album.
Oh, okay.
A little bit of extra information for you there. So, basically, Tony, I did the gig on Thursday night. Friday, I woke up in pain and had to get a train to Bristol. Now, I was supposed to be in Bristol for the weekend, Friday and Saturday, but the bastards cancelled the Saturday, and I left my phone at home.
Oh.
So I was a little the worse for wear. I was really limping on the train down. Did the gig was all right on the Saturday. Came to go back, and I got on the 12:30 train from Bristol. Now, it should have taken just under 3 hours to get home, right? The train got as far as Reading and stopped. When the train stopped, the guard announced on the tannoy, and I quote, "Somebody has jumped onto the track at Southall, and a train has hit them, and they are dead."
No.
Right? This is the actual announcement, "and they are dead." Right? Everyone on the carriage said, "Oh my god, oh, that's terrible, oh, the poor personnel. How could you do that in Southall?" As if it wasn't bad enough to die in Southall. That's awful. And then the guard followed it up with, "There will be a delay of at least an hour." And everyone on the train went, "Bastard! Fucking suicidal twat! What a wanker! I've got places to go!" It was the most British thing I've ever... The whole incident was completely British. He's like, "Oh, no, probably fucker." He couldn't have done anything worse if he'd landed on a cat, right? Anyway, they said that we could wait at Reading for fuck knows how long, and it might have been hours, or we could get another train back. So we got the other train. So they said, "You can get this train that goes into Waterloo rather than Paddington." And we all went, hooray, and we jumped off. We went over to the South West train, stops everywhere.
Wow.
And none of the places it stopped had sensible names. The first stop was called Early. We were now late. The second stop, Winnersh Triangle. But there weren't any Winnersh there, Tony. Rather like Dutch 1974 World Cup final squad. There were only losers. Martin's Heron. Have you ever stopped at Martin's Heron?
No.
Have you heard of Martin's Heron?
No.
I couldn't understand why the train was stopped by some bird of bloke names. Guess what? No one else did either. Took that fucking ever. We got to... we finally got in to Waterloo. Oh, it must have taken an hour and a half. And then... And we were already late. And then I got on the Northern Line. to change at Warren Street to get to King's Cross. I got the Warren Street Victoria Line shop for the weekend. I had to get back on the Northern Line. I got to King's Cross, just missed the train at Letchworth, had to wait. So I had to get a train to Hitchin and wait, and then had an idea, walked out, and my idea was great. With a 94 bus showed up at Hitchin Station, I jumped on it and got straight on it, and it stopped out. Not right outside my flat, but not far away. Come on, you fucking dancer.
Nice.
Whole thing took 5 hours.
Bloody hell.
5 hours, man. Fucking gutted. That's all I want to say about that, and I never want to mention it again. Although I most probably will. Next band up are also... Oh, by the way, you've been listening to Midnight Configuration in the background here, which is quite fitting, of course, because Russ Nephilim Babe is a right goth. Next band up. Now, you remember me saying that I met Ricky Braun from Space Cadets once, the last time that I DJed Thursday Fury.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
This time around, he walks up with his missus and goes, "All right, mate, how you doing?" "Yeah, good, thanks, how you doing?" He went, "Have a CD." And handed me a CD by the Johnson family. Now, the Johnson family, he must have told me about before, but I honestly had no recollection of it at all. He drums in it. The lead singer is Nigel Lewis.
Right.
Who doesn't mean a lot to you, but was basically the original Psychobilly.
Oh,
Nigel Lewis and People Fennec were in the original Meteors lineup. Nigel Lewis left to form the Tall Boys, and then he's been in various bands. He now goes out with his band, Nigel Lewis and the Zorch Men. They're utterly fantastic. He's just got the most incredible voice. You're going to hear it any second now. This is from the album No Forwarding Address. Now, as you know, normally... So this is only the second British band we've played on this show. The Adenoids from Luton down the road, keeping it local but thinking global. This time around, the drummer lives in Luton. Nigel Lewis lives in Scotland, where I will be before long. And I do normally not just play the first track, don't I, Tone? I normally have a listen right through.
Yeah.
But I had to listen right through, and my favourite track is the first track.
Fair enough.
So, got no choice. What I want to know is, Tony, what is the Johnson family's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ Johnson Family Music.
No. Were you thinking Swiss Family Robinson there? Was that the kind of thing you got going?
Maybe.
No,
maybe.
It's MySpace.com/ the Johnson family, okay.
Ah.
Yeah, I was expecting that either. And it's even misprinted on the CD. It's on the CD, it just says Johnson Family OK, but it's not. It's myspace.com/ The Johnson Family OK. If you like your psychobilly, old-fashioned, dark and unusual, you're going to love this. This is Demolition Rock and Roll.
Rocking at the racetrack. Beatles engine draw, the real strong smell of petrol. The crowd yells out for more as they go round the corner. Gravel in your face, harness start bumping, and can they take the pace? Demolition Derby, demolition rock and roll. Beatles headcats singing, roll hot rock and roll. A woman by my side, sirens all around me, grab that woman's thigh. As we go round the corner, the car begins to fly, out across the ocean to catch the evening tide. Demolition, sitting by my side. Demolition Derby, demolition rock and roll. Hear those headcats singing, roll hot rock roll. Roll hot rock roll. Roll hot rock roll. Roll hot rock roll. Roll hot rock roll.
Love it. Johnson's Family, Demolition Rock and Roll, from their album No Forwarding Address. Half the songs on it are by Helen, the guitar player, and she has got what I would describe as the female equivalent of his voice. It's another one of those, it can empty a room, it can fill a room CDs, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I absolutely love it, and thank you so much to Ricky for giving me it. And I'm sorry that I can't remember talking to you. I blame being paid in cider. I've actually got the card here. I got a card when I started. I got a laminated card. It says the Black Horse, Luton. I've got one in cider, and it's signed on the back of that and laminated. So basically, you just walk up and show them that, and you get a cider. And obviously, I left without giving it back, so I may go back there one day. Recession.
Nice.
Wait possibly until I find out the landlord's on holiday and go in there and cause some mayhem. This is the Planet Smashers. This weekend, Tony, I am doing Watford Jongos Friday and Saturday night. Wanted to mention just briefly that I will be involved in the making of a podcast down there. There's a stand-up comic called Phil Butler who has started a UK comedy circuit podcast that goes out weekly. I'll have more information about it when this one's recorded and it's up, so I don't want to bother telling you about it just for you to hear some people you don't know.
Yeah,
I'm sure you'd much rather know it with me on. That would make more sense, wouldn't it, basically? Mm-hmm. So that's Friday and Saturday. Sunday, Dolly Remixed returns, Remix Nightclub in Hitchin. It's going to be fantastic. We have the Dancing Ladies, the Knickerbocker Glories are on. We've got Magic from Jenny Carpenter and Lee Smith. Stand-up comics Pam Ford, who has got the best legs in stand-up comedy, and Stephen Carlin, who is a terrific act, who I can't believe has agreed to do it for the money. But thank you so much, Stephen. He's going to absolutely love it as well. House Band Semi Detached will be back, and we're having our first burlesque wedding. Sulu and G are getting hitched, and the Reverend Paulie B, open brackets, Church of the Mind Warp, close brackets, will be conducting the service. Doors open at 6:30, show starts at 8. We've got pre-show markets, free food. The Roxanne drinking game will probably be the wedding dance. It's going to be absolutely brilliant. Advanced tickets are available now in Doobie, Helen Rochford Shop, Farley's Green Salon and Victoria Pub, all in Hitchin. And we should have a lecture ticket seller, but I haven't fucking got out my pit to go and give them some, so we haven't yet. This Sunday, if you know anyone that can go, get them to go and wear your best kit. It's a dress-up job, and it's brilliant. You've been, Tony.
Yeah, it's wicked.
You went to one that was rather quiet, but it is a really good show, isn't it? It's good fun.
Yeah, it was really sunny, wasn't it, when I went?
Fucking sunny. This one though, this one's going to be busy. It's just going to be. We've got. Yeah, I'm very excited about it. One last thing I'm excited about, Tony, before we play the last song, is the cricket.
We're doing well, aren't we?
The Ashes. We're not doing well. We're doing spectacularly well. In the first test, we miraculously got a draw when Australia clutched defeat from the hands of victories. A particularly English trick. Turns out they are descended from us after all. Ricky Ponting furious. This time round, we won in the most controversial circumstances, really, in that quite a few decisions went our way, and they don't normally, including the wicket of Australian captain Ricky Ponting, who, even though he was justifiably out, was given out for the wrong thing. And guess what? He was furious. Thing is, it was Andrew Flintoff's last test match at Lord's, and he played out of his skin. He bowled himself after death, took 5 wickets in the match. Everybody very, very happy about it, and I thought, and I did threaten this last week, what else can I do? I've got to play my vaguely anti-Australian number from my own CD, Paul B's last CD, still available. What I want to know is, Tony, what is my MySpace page?
MySpace.com/PaulB_Edwards.
It is. Not bad, man. Tony 5, Paulie B the Internet 3. I really love this show this week. Please enjoy. I know I've played this before and there was a slightly out of date intro to it, but anyway, it doesn't matter. This is I'm a Pom Who Doesn't Like Oz. I would like to take this opportunity to dedicate this track to the triumphant 2003 Rugby World Cup winning team.
Fuck!
That's right, hairy back, England. I'm an Englishman who doesn't like Australia. I'm a Pom who doesn't like Oz. The Aussies think that they know why. They tell me it's because they beat us at football, they beat us at cricket, and they've got lovely weather. The scenery's cute and the girls are beaut, and they're also very clever. But I'm an Englishman who doesn't like Australia. I'm a Pom who doesn't like Oz.
And if they bother to ask me why, I tell them it's because.
Guess what, idiot?
They think there's nothing better than a journey to Ayers Rock. But I would rather get a rusty knife and cut off half of my cock.
Scared the wits out of me, mum and dad.
They're very uncouth, they all say struth, they call each other cobber. They think we fancy Kylie Minogue, I wouldn't use yours to nobber.
Fuck, struth, fuck.
Cause I'm an Englishman who doesn't like Australia, I'm a pom who doesn't like us. It's the same big fucking prison that it always was.
Oh, fair play, mate, come on.
Don't think New Zealand's any better, it's no different that I can tell. It's still full of fuckers, ain't fair gang, mate, and it fucking stinks as well.
Hey, he's turned it round on his boys, he's turned it round. He's turned it fucking round. Struth, fuck, fuck, struth, struth, fuck, dink and fuck.
So that was me and one of my songs on my own show. Good Lord. Tony, I'm so sorry I didn't ask you. Are you doing anything this weekend?
No, not this weekend. I think we've got a gig coming up. 2nd of August is the next one. So that's the weekend after this, I think. So I'll talk about that next week.
Mention that next week. Also next week, we will mention the various ways you can listen to our show, including the three internet radio stations we've got, which are, of course, Rokes Radio, Wicked Radio, and Hossie Skunk. Hello to all of the people listening on those. The most important thing people should do this week for us, and I really mean this, is if you get the chance, please do review us at iTunes. How do they do that, Tony?
Go to iTunes and search for Punky, or go to punkyradio.com, and on the left is an iTunes link. Because you hit that, you'll be taken straight to our music store page where you need to log in and review us. 5 stars only, obviously. And we'll read them out.
And if you have a word of the week or a comedy suburbs or a poetry corner. Oh, I didn't get anyone asking me, sending me their twat.
No?
That's a shame, yeah. But if you do have a word of the week, a poetry corner, a comedy suburbs, a judgmental, etc., etc., please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Tighten your email, whatever it is to do with the one you're sending me. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I haven't had any of those in a while now, and I want some. I particularly like your poems. Right, thank you all so much for listening. This has been one of my favourite shows for music on Punky we've ever done, in that it's every single thing that I like about this show when we get it right, which is there's been punk, there's been psychobilly, there's been a little bit of goth, there's been a little bit of rock. It's been from all over the world, and we've had some local stuff. We've mentioned stuff from all over the place. I'm feeling pretty good about myself. I tell you what, why don't you say goodbye, Tony?
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog, a poog.
I only like spending time with you because...
Yeah, and drinking with you.
We're staying at the horror hotel.
Bloody hotel.
Oh, yeah, they only like staying with me. Oh,
what's
yeah.
What's best about London?
Oh, thank you.